When Vermont Senator James Jeffords announced he was leaving the Republican Party, some called him a Benedict Arnold.
Yes, sir, Benedict Arnold.
It wasn't meant as a compliment. But now the Revolutionary War soldier who crossed over to join the British is being honored at the Saratoga, New York battlefield. Gina Johnson is program director at the battlefield. She says it's appropriate to honor Arnold.
Despite what happened, he was known and regarded, it is quoted that he was regarded as a great hero here at Saratoga. What happened subsequent is still for historians and public to debate.
Willard Stern Randall, the Vermont author of Benedict Arnold, Patriot and Traitor, says it's about time Arnold got credit for his accomplishment.
Saratoga was the decisive battle of the American Revolution. Without Arnold's victory there, the French would not have come in on the side of the Americans, and it would have been impossible for us to win independence from Britain. I don't think it's anything less than that. And for years, the National Park Service and historians denied that he had any role in it because they bought the battlefield report of General Horatio Gates, who didn't even mention Arnold in dispatches to Congress.
Randall says Arnold's arrogance and bullying tactics made him unpopular with the leaders of the revolution. And 4 years after his heroism at Saratoga, an embittered Arnold was fighting for the British. Randall says while Arnold's treachery is all most of the nation remembers, Vermonters tend to see things differently.
If you're in Vermont and you say Benedict Arnold, you're talking about the man who stopped the British invasion on Lake Champlain 225 years ago this year. So it has a different meaning here. He was still the patriot and the hero.
The Benedict Arnold display at the Saratoga battlefield includes photographs and other memorabilia. It will be on view through the summer. For Vermont Public Radio, I'm Steve Zind.